The next thing on the agenda is a presentation from WBAI, and we will start with WBAI's LSB chair, Vajra Kilgour. Am I pronouncing that right, Vajra? And she'll have the first 10 minutes of the 5 to 10 minutes of the presentation. Hopefully, we can have a couple moments in there for questions. Would you like to sit at the table, or would you like to sit there, and we can move a chair for you? Okay. Is there AC? Is there a seat next to you? If not, I'll. You know what, Vajra? Vajra, yes. Just come here and take my seat.
Oh, yeah.
One chair to another.
Thank you very much. Need to begin with an apology, which as Subcomandante Marcos always said, his grandmother said, is a bad beginning. But between the late notice and a very large amount of unexpected tasks that landed upon me, I don't have a written report. I have the beginnings of one, and I will submit a written report later because I also want to have a chance to run it by our board, which is our normal way of doing this. However, just to plunge right in with local station board business, in March we passed the motion to disassociate the board from one member's abusive and racially stereotyped attacks on managerial and staff employees via widely distributed emails. And there's another LSB member whom we voted to suspend last year because of repeated incidents of abusive conduct towards other board members. He has actually refused to apologize for that contact or to pledge to avoid it in the future, and he thus remains suspended up to now. However, he has, alas, continued to attend meetings. He has continued to disrupt meetings. He has continued to bait and insult other board members, and he recently prevented an executive session from taking place by refusing to leave the room, so we have some work to do there. The one last bit of somewhat unhappy news, in April, we decided we had to pass a resolution requesting that the interim general manager retract the public accusations of corruption against BAI and Pacifica staff, including the comments that she made before this body at the March meeting, and that she refrain from making these accusations in public and address all these such allegations via Pacifica's personnel procedures. So we're still waiting a report from the interim general manager that we requested in August 2005 regarding allegations of violence, intimidation, and abuse at the station, and a summary and evaluation of procedures for dealing with such incidents. I want to add that after the last meeting, I did a little bit of personal digging into some allegations that were made here by a staff member, partly because the allegations were at variance with what I'd heard at the time, and partly because I knew that the individual who was causing problems at the station not only was no friend of Bernard White's, but had actually come to an LSB meeting and threatened to sue him, because Bernard had, in fact, banned him from the station because of the original incident. So I did a little digging, and I checked with everybody from the, you know, from the security guard to people who were at the station on the day in question. And I'm not going to go into detail, but I will say that what I learned was very widely at variance with what you heard here. So,
this never came before the LSB.
Okay.
Not an LSB report.
I'm just, okay. That's true. It is. And I said as much. All right. Now.
Please.
I also want to say that, thank you. I also want to say that, generally speaking, I'm glad that to note that people in their public comment were disciplined and kept to the time most of the time, and this is generally the case when we have public comment at our meetings. We do allow 3 minutes because we give the members of the public as much time as we give ourselves. And although there is a free speech issue, which I have essentially inherited from the previous board, we have not actually had the kind of extreme accusations against people that we did hear here on Friday night. So I hope that we're not getting out of bounds, but if we need to change that and people have suggestions, I'll be happy to hear them. I would add that based on what a lot of us have heard over this weekend, that certainly anti-racist training would be a wonderful thing to have at WBAI. I understand you had a very good training on Friday, that the people who ran it were excellent. And it would be terrific if we could get some of that going at WBAI, because we do need it. This is not something that will go away by pretending that it's not there, or that it's, since it's only a problem for some people, then it's not a problem for anyone. Okay, so moving along to the committees. The General Manager Search Subcommittee has been constituted after rather a long wait for the after to designate its representatives. So it has begun its work to seek out and hire a qualified permanent general manager. The Management Evaluation Committee has almost completed its evaluation of the program director. This actually was a multi-step process that involved interviews with department heads, union representatives, and survey of all staff. So I'm told they need just one more meeting of their writing subcommittee to approve their report, and therefore we hope that they'll be able to turn their attention to the interim general manager in the near future. But they're about done with their PD report. We should have it soon. The Finance Committee is preparing to begin the budget process for this year, and it continues to monitor fundraising activities as well as budget-cutting decisions. This work has been a little bit hampered by an assortment of problems with software. It's very hard for them to get the information they need. I'm told that our treasurer, who is a CPA, which is a good thing, will be working with the interim business manager and the interim general manager to help with the process of beginning a draft budget using, on the expense side, the known big-ticket items, and then on the income side, identifying station income through the use of bank statements and credit card statistics. So we hope that will be helpful in pulling together a budget. The Membership Outreach and Fundraising Committee has suffered kind of a blow when the outreach coordinator was laid off, but they have been doing their best to provide a BAI presence at a number of events. Over the past year, they were at the Clearwater Festival. We put on a Poison Dust fundraiser. There was an Oktoberfest, a music and spoken word jam. They were present at anti-war events, grassroots media event, the Left Forum, organized a memorial for Grandpa Al Lewis. We're present at the Samori Marksman Memorial Dinner. They're planning a town hall meeting, a jazz event, a crafts fair. They need places that are fully wheelchair accessible. A number of events have fallen through because places were found that were wheelchair accessible, said to be wheelchair accessible, and then turned out that the bathrooms were not wheelchair accessible. So any help that anyone in here or in the listening audience can provide in terms of free, fully wheelchair accessible space will be very much appreciated by MOF and all of us. They're also going to begin their multilingual palm card contest shortly, and have been active in the preparation of a billboard to promote WBAI. That's a billboard for which the costs have been donated by a listener. And I've just been told by a member of that committee that Pete Caracas has been invited to come to the next meeting to discuss ways of collaborating with him to help increase website traffic. So a few areas of concern that the members of that committee have brought to me have been lack of resources to use for outreach, handouts, banners, flyers, whatever, a lack of storage space for what materials they do have at the station. There's been some lack of communication with a designated management and committee liaison, including some of what was involved in setting up this event. So we're hoping that there'll be a little more collaborativeness between events that are being planned by various people in management and events that are being planned by MOF, because there have been some date conflicts, and sometimes the members of the management of the Membership Outreach and Fundraising Committee only hear about events when they're announced on the air. So we're hoping that they'll be able to be a little more pulling together there. The Programming Committee is researching the processes by which programming decisions are made, and they had prepared a questionnaire for the Programming Council, which consists of four department heads, the program director, and three unpaid staff. There was a very long wait, about 6 months, for responses to a questionnaire they had prepared for the department heads, and then they waited a few more months for the Program Council to resume its meetings. There had not been a quorum at the Program Council for quite a while because most of the department heads had not been attending. So that's all picking up, and we're looking for that to move forward. And I think that is about it. I hope I've left enough time for questions.
You know, actually, you have about 25 seconds.
That's it? Oh, my God.
Go ahead, Rip.
Yes. A gentleman spoke here in public session recently about a large Brazilian population in the city, and that in February he had put forth a proposal for a music program, and that there would be 600,000 people at a festival this summer. Can you tell me what the impediments are? You just mentioned that the program committee, the members can't seem to get together, hadn't met for a long time. And what are the impediments to getting a program that would address 600,000 people in the listening area?
Well, there are a number. Obviously, all programming changes is a programming program director will tell you are extremely difficult to make, because to put something on, someone has to come off. And it must never be my show that comes off. Absolutely never, ever, under any circumstances, no matter what. I don't care how good what you have is to put in its place. It's not going off. Okay? So that's a large impediment. It's known as human nature. And another is that basically there is a kind of a bureaucratic process. I mean, people would have to actually have a program proposal. There would have to be the people who were going to do the program. There might have to be a pilot program. Most people will require training. And I want to add parenthetically that this can be said of many groups of people in this area, by the way. You know, the Korean population is enormous. When people say Asian, we're talking, right?
The next portion of the presentation is from the program director and other people, and he might have a significant response to that as well. I think we've got time for I think that's all the time we have for the LSB presentation. Thank you very much, Roger.
Okay, you're welcome. And I will put this in writing, pass it by the board, and then send it to you all. Thanks. Thank you.
So, Indra, my understanding is that the arts director, the public affairs director, and the program director are going to be presenting the rest of the presentation. Is that correct? Okay. It's up to them which order they'd like to be in and how they'd like to divide the time. We have about just under half an hour left.